Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, No Loose Ends, The Smart and Slightly Morbid Guide to Estate Planning and End-of-Life Tasks by Adam Zuckerman is a practical nonfiction guide to estate planning, end-of-life preparation, and the administrative work that follows a death. Zuckerman writes from the perspective of an attorney and end-of-life educator, but the book is positioned for ordinary readers rather than legal specialists. Its purpose is to translate a complicated subject into plain English and to show how legal documents, caregiving decisions, funeral arrangements, digital accounts, financial records, and family communication fit together. The book treats estate planning as more than the preparation of a will or trust. It frames planning as a way to reduce confusion during medical crises, loss of capacity, death, and estate settlement. That slightly morbid tone is not used for shock value, but to make difficult tasks approachable, specific, and less avoidable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, estate planning is presented as a real-life sequence rather than a document checklist. A central contribution of No Loose Ends is its shift from document-centered estate planning to event-centered preparation. Many estate planning resources explain wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and beneficiary designations as separate tools. Zuckerman instead emphasizes the moments in which those tools matter: a medical diagnosis, a fall that changes independence, a hospital admission, a death certificate process, a bank refusing to release information, or a family searching for passwords and account lists. This approach matters because families rarely experience estate planning as a neat legal file. They experience it as time pressure, uncertainty, and institutional requirements. By connecting planning tasks to likely real-world situations, the book helps readers understand why preparation has to be usable, not merely legally valid. A signed document that no one can find, understand, or activate may fail its practical purpose. The book therefore treats organization, communication, and accessibility as part of the plan itself. This makes the guidance especially relevant for readers who have avoided planning, because the topic seems abstract or only relevant to wealth transfer. Secondly, core legal tools are explained through how they work together in practice. The book covers familiar estate planning instruments such as wills, trusts, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, and related authorization documents, but its emphasis is practical integration rather than legal technicality. A will can name beneficiaries and decision makers, but it may not help during incapacity. A healthcare directive can guide medical choices, but it must be known and available when clinicians need it. A financial power of attorney can allow someone to manage accounts, but institutions may have their own procedures and limitations. Zuckerman uses this kind of practical reasoning to show why no single document solves the full problem. The value of the book lies in helping readers see the gaps between documents and lived administration. It encourages readers to think about who has authority, when that authority begins, what information the person will need, and what obstacles might arise. This perspective is especially useful because estate planning often fails at the handoff between legal intention and operational reality. The book does not replace professional legal advice, but it helps readers ask more precise questions and understand why a complete plan requires coordination. Thirdly, caregiving and loss of capacity are treated as estate planning issues, not separate concerns. No Loose Ends broadens the scope of estate planning by including caregiving logistics and incapacity planning. This is important because many people prepare for death while underestimating the period before death, when a person may be alive but unable to manage medical, financial, household, or personal decisions independently. The book recognizes that families often face urgent questions about who can speak to doctors, pay bills, manage housing, arrange transportation, care for dependents, or coordinate support. These issues are not merely emotional burdens. They are administrative and legal problems that require prior planning. By placing caregiving within the same framework as wills and trusts, Zuckerman makes the case that a useful plan must anticipate transitions in ability and independence. The book also highlights the role of clear communication. Naming someone as an agent or decision maker is not enough if that person does not know the responsibilities, values, preferences, and practical details involved. This focus gives the book a wider usefulness than conventional estate planning guides, because it addresses the messy middle stage between ordinary life and final estate settlement. Fourthly, funeral decisions and post-death tasks are framed as administrative burdens that can be reduced. The book gives significant attention to what happens after someone dies, an area often omitted or treated briefly in estate planning discussions. Zuckerman points readers toward practical categories such as funeral or memorial preferences, notification responsibilities, death-related paperwork, financial account access, estate administration, and the many small tasks that survivors must handle while grieving. The significance of this focus is that post-death work is not only legal, It includes logistics, deadlines, institutions, service providers, and family expectations. When preferences are undocumented or information is scattered, survivors may have to make costly or emotionally difficult decisions without guidance. By encouraging readers to record preferences and organize essential information, the book treats end-of-life planning as an act of burden reduction. This does not mean every detail can be controlled in advance, but it does mean survivors can be spared avoidable uncertainty. The slightly dark humor associated with the book supports this practical orientation. Death is unavoidable, but avoidable confusion is not. This topic distinguishes the book from guides that stop after explaining probate or beneficiary transfers. Lastly, modern planning includes digital assets, pets, and overlooked personal details. A notable feature of No Loose Ends is its attention to planning areas that many families overlook until they become urgent. Digital assets and online accounts are a clear example. Passwords, cloud storage, subscription services, email accounts, social media profiles, cryptocurrency, online banking. And two-factor authentication can complicate estate administration if no one knows what exists or how access is handled. The book also points to practical concerns, such as pet care provisions, designated caretakers, and instructions for dependents or household responsibilities. These issues may seem secondary compared with wills and trusts, but they often create immediate problems for survivors. The underlying idea is that estate planning should reflect the actual texture of a person's life. Modern estates are not limited to houses, bank accounts, and paper files. They include digital records, recurring payments, online identities, sentimental objects, caregiving routines, and living beings who depend on the planner. By including these details, Zuckerman moves the reader beyond a narrow asset transfer model. The result is a more complete and realistic view of preparedness, especially for people whose lives are spread across physical, digital, and interpersonal systems. In conclusion, No Loose Ends is best suited for adults who want a practical entry point into estate planning without being overwhelmed by legal jargon. It is also useful for adult children helping parents organize affairs, caregivers preparing for medical decision-making, couples building a shared plan, and anyone who has seen how confusing death-related administration can become. Its practical benefit is clarity. Readers can better understand what documents may be needed, why those documents must be accessible, what information survivors will need, and which non-legal tasks deserve advance attention. Intellectually, the book reframes estate planning as a continuity problem, rather than merely a wealth transfer problem. It asks how decisions, authority, information, care, and responsibilities move from one person to another during incapacity, death, and estate settlement. Compared with many similar books, it stands out because it combines legal basics with caregiving logistics, funeral planning, digital assets, pet care, and post-death tasks in one plain English framework. It does not appear to be aimed at replacing attorneys, financial planners, or medical professionals. Its value is preparing readers to work with those professionals more effectively, while also organizing the everyday details that professionals may not handle. That integrative scope is what makes the book distinctive in the estate planning and end-of-life category. If you would like to support Adam Zuckerman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.